So welcome to part two of my Short View podcast. And last time I tried to give an overview of the Social Media Cafe and how that's got us to the TN Social events. And all of this has been done through the TN Toast. So all of those items are on Twitter as Leeds Social Media Cafe is at Leeds SMC, and TN Social is at TN Social, and Tea and Toast is at Tea and Toast. And really, I just wanted to go into detail more about, now that I've covered the overview, about how the actual Tea and Social event has developed. I've already spoke on the previous podcast about Social Media Cafe and how that's the feedback from that has then translated into the Tea and Social. And I'm really trying my best to draw my memory back to previous TN Social events. And I make it sound like there's loads of events, but there aren't. There's only a few. When I say a few, I mean two. We're still in the early days, and really, I think the very fair and familiar perfectionist in me is keen to try and play and be open and make mistakes, but find a way to also acknowledge that there might be a particular formula and a format that people might engage with on a better level. And the TN Social events have been quite tough and difficult in that sense, in that I've had quite a narrow mindset in what I felt would be suitable. And I think what's happened with TN Social is, initially, the first one was all about finding a space and allowing people to come along. And it was really trying to figure out the formula. And along on the first one, what was quite nice was, and what was quite surprising was, that we managed to get Darren, who does some amazing SEO and blog related services directly to the travel and tourism industries, and the specific niche markets that he's tackling, and just in general what he's trying to be able to convey as a message, and how he's delivered that through Twitter. I mean, he's such a inspirational individual, but then to have him alongside Leeds Artcrawl, which is a very technical, in some ways it's a technical service, not even a service, it's a technical project in the way that it tries to deliver all forms of art around the city through one digital platform, so that people are able to identify and do that, but at the level where people can engage and say, I've seen this new piece of art, and therefore the art piece would then appear on a map that is around the city, and the Leeds art crawl would allow people to crawl the city and spot various art, and it could lead to future events that would then develop the culture. And to have someone like that alongside Darren is amazing. But then to the last person was Dave from Market Delivered, and the Market Delivered is about local food and delivering that to people's doorsteps without them having to tread their way into the city centre to the local markets, but still reap the benefits of local produce and local market food, but all through the aid of the digital platforms, ordering online and being able to then have that delivered to your door. Each one of those people sounds amazing, and I just have no idea how I've managed to make that first event in some ways so spectacular. It's an event in itself that's attracted a fair amount of interest, in that people, it's just such an interesting set of people. And I think for the first event it was very special to understand that actually the formula I was looking for Teen Social was just immediately there. It was just somehow finding those people, getting them there, was the easy bit. They wanted to be there, and this is quite striking because it's just amazing how those individuals wanted to talk about what they wanted to do. But in some ways that's logical, that they would want to spread the word, but also that they weren't just willing to do that. They were just perfect in idolizing local talent, local businesses, local understanding, and how those people are very locality-wise specific, but even if they were national, they have very specific skill sets that would only appear to target certain niche audiences. And actually, to have very specific types of people to come to an event and talk to an audience that were essentially the audience were just baffled and amazed and had loads more questions, and they were really formalizing this understanding of how values and characteristics in the real world are then translated through projects and deliverability and value and real context. All this is all about context, and how these three people really just put all of that stuff online through social media, and the people really did understand that on a very simplified level. And the talks weren't all that detailed. They were detailed in the way that they were very descriptive about how they do, what they do, and it was just perfect. And for the first session, it was just amazing to get that right number of people in the room. And I think some of the issues that may have come up on that one were more around just generally getting the audience to engage with the event and to attend. And I think a lot of the time that didn't necessarily happen. And I think that's something that, in terms of developing the audience, it is something that would just happen more over time. And I say that with real love and passion for my Twitter followers. However, most of them seem to be preoccupied on lots of different levels. So I think in putting it together, the only thing I can deduce is that actually I was having fun in putting the event together. And I think you can tell that I'm really excited by the types of speakers and how the formula works for Tea and Social, and how people have just been just gelled together brilliantly, and the social media parts of it and the discussions have been really great. I just feel that maybe it's time to knuckle down a bit. Maybe I just need to look at the formula. Maybe there's something that needs to be done, because it was far too much fun, and it was just so much fun, and it was just great for other people to have that same sort of enjoyable attitude that I had. And I guess the question is if I would have taken it more seriously and I would have actually aimed at getting more people there to the venue, then potentially it might have been a place where we can get more people there, to have people to pay the £10 to be there and grow the audience, to share that love and passion, and to really see if it is something that would want to continue. Because the first Tea and Social, we just gave birth, and that was it. We gave birth to Tea and Social, and I'm still excited thinking about it, of how amazing the event was and that it went really well. But looking back, the real question is still, it was the first one, and how will it look in the future? Is this something that people would need? Is it something that people are interested in? And that's it, really. Please follow on audioboom.com/teaandtoast for the next session, and also follow us on Tea and Toast to discuss your views on this podcast. Thank you for listening to this one.